里面实在非常的感恩。
My heart is deeply touched.
当刚刚开始聚会的时候，梅牧师 Sandy 在这里祷告。
Before we started, Pastor Sandy was praying with us.
我忍不住在台上流下了眼泪。
I couldn't help it but shed some tears.
因为每一个人当他哭的时候，大概有两个原因。
Whenever a person shed his tear, there could be due to two reasons.
一个是喜极而泣，太高兴了，忍不住眼泪就出来了。
One may be because of too joyful, therefore the tear comes out.
另外一个呢，我们突然会想到一些让我们心里面很沉重的事情，也会流泪。
Perhaps the second reason is because when you feel so sorrowful and you're going to shed tears.
刚才我的眼泪，我觉得是这两者都有。
I feel the tear I had just now is a combination of both.
因为想到20年前是从这个教会被差派出去做宣教士。
As I recall, 20 years ago, I was commissioned by you from this church.
心里面充满了喜乐，充满了感恩。
My heart was full of joy and being thankful.
我心里面觉得沉重是什么呢？
My heart felt heavily burdened. Why was that?
因为今天是母亲节。
Because today is Mother's Day.
当我来的时候，我就很指望能够看到马伯母，能够看到赖伯母。
Before I came here, I was looking forward to meet with Mrs. Lai and Mrs. Ma.
就没有想到他们先到省那边去报道。
Unexpectedly, they went to heaven to meet with their creators.
将近二十年在这个教会学习侍奉。
For nearly 20 years, I learned how to serve our God in this church.
神让我在这里学了许许多多很宝贵的功课。
I have learned very precious lessons by serving him in this church.
身为一个中国人，身为一个中国的传道人。
As a Chinese, and more so as a Chinese minister.
我常常喜欢把中国的文化，把中国的历史，中国的文学跟我的信仰连接在一起。
I often would like to combine my background, the Chinese culture, the Chinese literature, together with my faith.
我想我们中国人常常喜欢讲老吾老以及人之老，幼吾幼以及人之幼，这是很难翻译的。
We as Chinese often think about when we respect and love our parents, that would extend to the other elderly. Same thing goes with loving our children. We extend it to other children.
在这二十年来
，in 20 years，
每一次回到 Boston， 就到我们教会的墓地去为我父母亲扫墓。
Every time when I return, for the 20 years, I will go to the church cemetery to respect my parents. They were buried there.
但是每一次去，我都会特别花一点时间站在许多的长辈的墓前，想到他们在这个教会给我们带来的许多的恩典。
So every time when I went, I also stood in front of all the other graves. They were from the elderly of this church, and from them, I learned much of the grace from our God.
我突然发现中国人的文化，中国人许多的传统跟我们的信仰不只是可以结合在一起，而且能够让我们在信仰的里面得到一个更实际的一个肯定。
Not only I feel that our Chinese culture is in great harmony with our faith, but also is a great confirmation.
过去在头脑里面知道什么叫老吾老以及人之老。
In my brain, I know what it is to respect other elderly through respecting my parents.
但是在我的信仰里面，我知道什么叫做老吾老以及人之老。
Through my faith, I learned the same way.
所以求主今天早上在这个母亲节的这样一个主日崇拜里面。
So this morning, as we respect our mother,
我想跟弟兄姊妹一起思想一个圣经里面很典范的一个母亲。
So I'd like to share with you a very much of a role model as a mother in the scripture.
刚才刘佩荣弟兄特别在这里介绍我的时候说，我们很感谢主，我们最亲爱的李牧师，我全身突然毛骨悚然。
I was deeply touched. It was goosebumps. when Pei Rong introduced me as my dearest pastor.
然后就提到今天要讲的题目叫做属神的母亲。
Then talk about today's topic, which is called the Godly Mother.
那么在中文的我的给的题目叫做母仪天下。
In the Chinese direct translation would be a model mother who is a model for the whole world.
中文的这四个字主要就是提醒我们什么叫做作为天下母亲的一个模范。
So what it implies is, what is a model mother for the whole world?
过去这二十年来，我们知道许许多多的弟兄姊妹是我不认识的。
For the past 20 years, there are so many new brothers and sisters in this church whom I have not met personally.
有很多是从中国大陆来的。
Many of you came from China.
有很多是从上海来的。
Many came from Shanghai.
我有一次到上海去讲道。
Once I was preaching in Shanghai.
他们给我一个题目叫模范的教会。
So they gave me a topic for me to preach. It's called a model church.
那么我知道他们要我讲安提阿教会。
I know they want me to talk about the church at Antioch.
那么下面就很难翻译了，我就问上海人模范上海话怎么讲。
Then I asked them, how do you say 模范 a model in Shanghainese?
早上你讲母威麻烦那个模模范叫做母威，但是呢上海人讲麻烦也叫母威。
So the model in Shanghainese is the same pronunciation as troublemaker.
所以如果一个人不做模范，就会带来很多的麻烦。
So if you are not a model, you bring in troubles.
所以今天我们要看一个模范的母亲。
So today we're going to look at a model mother.
我想中外历史里面有许许多多非常典型、非常好的榜样的母亲。
I understand throughout the histories, whether it's Chinese or foreigners, there are so many model mothers.
我看着那里才发现师母也在上面。
I just noticed my wife's picture was on that.
她今天在西区讲道，不能来这里。
She's preaching at our Metro West sister.
因为我们这是回来，李明哲长老不知道哪里预先得到了情报，所以先把他请到那边去了。
So she was invited at first to preach at the Metro West Church by Elder Lee.
她要我在这里特别替她问候大家，也祝每一位母亲母亲节快乐。
She asked me to send special greetings to you and wish you all a happy Mother's Day.
很多时候我们发现这个典范是很重要。
Very often we find to be a role model, to be a model is very important.
保罗选上提摩太做他的接棒人。
So Paul has chosen Timothy as the person to carry his baton for him.
里面有一个原因。
There's one reason.
他有一个很好的母亲，有一个很好的外祖母、外婆。
Because Timothy has had a very good mother and also a very good a grandmother from his mother's side.
他的母亲叫做尤尼基，他的外婆叫做罗伊。
His mother's name is called Eunice, and his grandmother's name is called Lois.
所以我们在这里看见一个被神重用的人跟他的原生家庭有非常直接密切的关系。
So we can see here as an example that a person who's used by God is related to his upbringing.
我想在整本圣经里面，如果要找一个模范的母亲，我想非玛利亚莫属。
So throughout the whole Bible, if you're looking for a model mother, the first choice has to be Mary.
我今天早上要用四段的圣经跟大家来从不同的角度看到这一位母亲给我们带来的榜样，提醒我们怎么样做好一个父母亲的角色。
So from the scriptures, here I want to bring you four points how Maryare such an exemplary mother for us.
这四段的圣经都是主耶稣基督成年以后跟玛利亚有关系的一些记载。
All these four verses, the four places, are describing the interplay between Jesus and his mother after Jesus had become an adult.
除了这四段圣经里面，在圣经里面很少找到有关玛利亚跟主耶稣的关系像这四段圣经那么清楚。
So besides these four points, you rarely will be able to find any other descriptions were so clearly described Mary and Jesus, how they interact.
第一段我们非常熟悉的是在约翰福音第二章第一节到第五节。
So the first place is a very familiar place. John chapter 2 verses 1 through 5.
我们没有时间去读，我相信这个主耶稣基督在地上所行的第一个神迹的记载是我们很熟悉的。
So we will not have time to read word by word, but you are familiar with this very first miracle or sign that Jesus performed.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记主耶稣在地上所行的第一个神迹是行在家里面。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget that the very first sign that Jesus did was in a house.
什么叫神迹？
What is a sign or a miracle?
中文说神迹就是神的迹，或者神的事迹，或者神的脚踪。
The indirect translation from the Chinese, a miracle is the sign or is what God has done. Has
就是上帝的工作。
So it's the work of God.
上帝的工作第一件事情，第一次发生是发生在家庭里面。
So the very first time when Jesus performed a miracle, what happened?In a family.
在约翰福音第二章我们很熟悉的这一段圣经里面
In this scripture that we are familiar with
我们发现玛利亚跟主耶稣基督有一个非常微妙的一个关系
We find that a very peculiar relationship between the mother and the son
从这样的一个关系我们发现玛利亚对她的儿子有相当深入的一个了解
From this relationship we find that how deeply Maryunderstood her son.
什么叫做了解?
What does that mean by saying
英文叫做 understand?
The English says understand.
那么这个 understand 这个词有人告诉我说你要 understand 一个人你要学习 stand under 他。
So understands means if you want to understand a person, you have to stand under that person.
所以我们如果要真的了解一个人我们必须站在他的立场来想站在他的立场来看事情
So to understand a person we have to know that person from that person's standpoint
我们今天人与人之间不能够有一个彼此的了解
A lot of time we have misunderstandings among people
因为我们不肯站在对方的立场来想事情所以我们就很难达到一个人与人之间应该了解的这样一个地步。
That's because we often do not want to put ourselves in other person's point of view.
我们人太容易活在自我中心的里面。
We often live in a self-centered world.
朋友是如此。
Among friends, it's the same way.
同事是如此。
Among coworkers, it's the same way.
同工之间也是如此。
Among coworkers, it's the same way.
今天我们今天在家里面。夫妻之间两代之间也是如此
Family members likewise
所以今天当我们想到这一个要了解你的下一代的时候
So today as we talk about the subject of understand your offspring
我记得我第一次认识 Sandy 的时候
I remember the first time I came to know Pastor Sandy
我是在使者的一个家庭夏令会里面认识他的
I get to know her in a family retreat of Ambassador for Christ.
I don't know whether you remember that or not. 但是呢，我记得那一次她在负责青少年的工作。
I remember she was responsible for the youth activity.
我看见她有一个下午主持一个节目。
I remember seeing her in one afternoon was organizing a particular activity.
预备一个辩论会。
Prepare for a debate.
那个辩论会的题目让我吓一跳。
The subject of the debate really shocked me.
华人的第二代应不应该学中文?
The subject was whether the second generation Chinese should learn Chinese.
而且他说他分两边来辩论。
So she divided them up into two sides.
我忘记一边多少人，大概五个长辈，五个做爸爸妈妈的，五个做儿女的。
Was something like five parents and five children.
哇我说这个不只是辩论会最后变成打架会
I was very afraid maybe from argument became fighting
所以我非常非常的好奇去参加那个聚会
So I was so curious I went to that debate
真是让我非常吃惊的发现
I was so surprised.
那个聚会结束的时候，他们两边的代表、两边的父母和儿女抱在一起，他们有的流眼泪，有的在那里抱头，在那里非常非常的开心。
Yet the result of that meeting, both sides were so moved. They embraced each other and deeply moved.
原来 Sandy 把这两个五个人的小组交换角色。
Because she has arranged them in a different role.
那么父母亲那边站在儿女的立场来辩论。
She asked the parents to speak from the perspective of the children.
让这些儿女呢是代表父母亲来辩论。
So the children were speaking on behalf of the parents.
哇，那天精彩得不得了。
It was a great meeting. Can we repeat it?
因为这个做父母亲的就站起来说了。
So the parents came up and saying,
我们到了美国，为什么还要我们学中文呢？
We are here in America. Why do I have to learn Chinese?
人家礼拜六都出去玩。
And we all go out to play on Saturday.
那么我们中国人的后代好可怜，还要到教会里面来参加中文学校。
But yet we Chinese have to go to Chinese school on weekends.
长话短说。
To make a story short.
那个儿孩子那边也是一样。
The children spoke the same way.
站起来，理直气壮地对着那些爸爸妈妈说。
And they stood up and with a strong voice.
不要忘记你是中国人。
Do not forget, you are a Chinese.
哇，后来他们两边谈到最后的时候。
At the very end,
我发现皆大欢喜。
They both were very happy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当一个人交换角色的时候，带出来的结果是完全不一样的。
So brothers and sisters, when you look from the other side's perspective, you'll find the outcome to be different.
当玛利亚对着耶稣说他们的酒用尽。
When Mary told Jesus, they have used up their wine.
主耶稣说妇人女人我与你有什么相干。
But Jesus says, woman, why do you involve me?
你的时间是方便的，我的时间却是不是那么方便。
Your time perhaps is convenient, but not mine.
然后到第五节的时候，玛利亚对佣人说了一句非常重要的话。
But the important verse is on verse 5, what mother told the servant.
她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
She said, do whatever he tells you to do.
她知道耶稣基督在那里的身份是什么样一个身份。
She understand what Jesus was.
她了解她的儿子。
She understands her son.
不是一天两天一年两年的事情。
It is not through just a day or two, a year or two.
他有三十年的时间在好好的思想到底他的儿子是什么样一个身份。
There had been for 30 years, Mary studied and understood what position, what role her son was playing.
因为他在怀孕的时候天使就告诉他你的儿子是一个很特别的一个儿子。
While she was pregnant,The angel has told her, your son will be special.
在十八年前，当他的儿子在十二岁的时候，十八年前，当他儿子在十二岁的时候
，18 years ago, when her son was only 12 years old,
在耶路撒冷的圣殿里面
，in the temple in Jerusalem,
然后他看见那幅他的儿子跟拉比对话的那段。的情形
She eyewitnessed the dialogue between her son and the rabbis.
从那个时候开始
From that point on,
他把这些事情圣经告诉我们说存在他的心里
The scripture told us she carried all these what she saw in her mind.
所以他花了有相当长的时间去了解他的孩子
She spent much time to understand her son.
对我们中国人华人来讲中国人来讲
To us Chinese
平辈的了解比较容易
It is easy to understand each other if we are about the same age
年纪大的人去了解年纪小的人
For older people to understand younger people
这是很不容易的事情
It is rather difficult
但是玛利亚给我们看见一个榜样
But Mary has set this example to us
讲到时间
Talking about time
就有一句话我常常提醒我自己
and there's a saying that often reminds me
他说英文这个 love 是怎么样拼出来的
How is love spelled?
我们知道 love 拼出来是 L-O-V-E
Love spells L-O-V-E
但是有一句话我觉得非常非常的提醒我们 Love is spelled T-I-M-E
Love in fact means it should be spelled as time T-I-M-E
很多时候我们在时间里面才能够真正体会到什么叫真的爱
Through time and through spend time that we can realize what love means
今天我们最不吝啬的就是买玩具给孩子们。
Perhaps we're very generous to buy toys for our children.
今天我们最吝啬的就是不把时间给我们的孩子们。
Perhaps today we are most stingy is about spending time with our children.
今天我们很容易买很多物质的东西满足他们。
We often just throw some material things to our children.
台湾曾经有过一段时间有一个运动。
There was a movement in Taiwan at one point.
那个运动的题目叫做爸爸回家吃晚饭。
The movement was saying, Father, go home to have dinner.
我觉得这是一个非常重要的一个提醒。
This is a tremendous reminder.
我们都忙。
We all are busy.
我们回家的时候孩子睡觉。
When we get home, our children have gone to sleep.
孩子上学的时候我还没有起来。
When our children left the house, I was not up yet.
所以我们今天缺少两代之间的沟通，没有沟通就不可能有认识。
Very much missing is the communication among the generations.
我现在发现我不只是要了解我的孩子，我现在发现我连我的孙子我都要去了解。
Now I realize not only I need to understand my son, but also I need to understand my grandchildren.
因为现在这些孩子真是越来越聪明。
They're getting wiser and smarter all the time.
最近我在台湾。
Recently in Taiwan.
我五岁的孙子。
My 5-year-old.
从外面回来，他说：“公公公公，今天好热。”
Grandpa, Grandpa, it's very hot out there today.
他说：“我今天在外面都快要中暑了。”他说。
I almost had a sunstroke or summer a heat stroke.
我说公公也是啊，很受不了，快中暑。他说你不会中暑，你会中风。你看他讲这种。
He said, "No, no, you're not going to have a heat stroke. You'll have a stroke."
我发现我真是不知道要怎么样去了解我的下一代跟下两代。
They're too smart.
但是在母亲节的今天，我向每一位做父母亲的提出这样的挑战。
So today, on the Mother's Day, I sent this challenge to all of you.
时间的压力很大，我们看第二点。
Let's look at point number two.
第一个是让我们真实能够对儿女有真正的了解。
So the first point is truly understand your children.
那第二个是我们做父母亲的，特别是我们做基督徒父母亲的，对我们的下一代有一个属灵的责任。
The second point points to we as parents.Have this responsibility to bring our children spiritually.
在上面我们看到的经文是马太福音第十二章。
The scriptures are taken from Matthew chapter 12.
主耶稣跟一群人在那里讲话。
Jesus was talking to a group of people.
他的母亲，他的兄弟来找他。
His mother and his brothers were standing outside.
他们就跟他的他们就跟耶稣讲说你的母亲在外面，你的弟弟在外面。
So someone came over to tell Jesus that your mother and your brothers are outside.
主耶稣说了一句很无情的话。
So Jesus said something seemingly to be very cruel.
谁是我的母亲？
Who is my mother?
谁是我的弟兄姐妹？
Who are my brothers?
他说遵行我天父旨意的就是我的母亲，就是我的兄弟。
For those who obey my commands are my true brothers and mother.
所以遵行天父的旨意就带出所谓的老吾老以及人之老，幼吾幼以及人之幼的道理。
For those who obey my father's command or my father's in heaven is the meaning ofLoving your children and your elderly will extend to the others.
这一段圣经虽然短短，但是母亲这两个字出现五次。
Even though it's a short description, short scripture, but the word mother appears 5 times.
前面两次的母亲是讲到血缘关系的一个母亲。
The first time mother was mentioned is talking about the bloodly, blood relationship.
后面三十的母亲是讲到灵性上面的一个关系的一个母亲。
The letter mentioned about mother is a spiritual relationship.
所以我们做母亲做父亲的我们有双重跟儿女的关系。
So as parents, you have a two relationship with your children.
我们发现保罗提到提摩太的时候
As we remember when Paul mentioned about Timothy,
他说他是我的真儿子
He is my true son.
真儿子应该是血缘的儿子才叫真儿子
Literally, true son would mean the son that is related through blood relationship.
但是他特别提到提摩太的时候他说他是我的真儿子其实是他的干儿子
Even though He mentioned that Timothy was his true son, but he was actually his godson.
我们中国人说干儿子，干干的干儿子。
Dry son.
但是英文叫做 godson. 我觉得很有意思。
There's a tremendous contrast of a direct translation: dry son versus godson.
你们知道戴季中牧师是我的干儿子。
You all know that Pastor Jamie Taylor was my dry son.
奥古斯丁是一位很伟大的神学家。
Saint Augustine was a tremendous theologian.
他在他三十岁之前放荡，好像圣经里面的浪子一样。
So when he was before 30 years old, he was a wanderer, he was a prodigal son.
31岁的时候人生改变。
When he was age 31st, his life changed.
两个人对他有一生很大的影响。
Two persons has had a tremendous influence on him.
一个就是米兰的主教叫 Ambrose.
One is the, 主教。
Bishop.
The bishop of Milan, Milan, 叫什么
Ambrose.
Ambrose.
那么另外一个就是他的母亲 Monica.
The other person, the second person, is his mother, Monica.
在他写给当他写他的自传 The Confession, 忏悔录的时候
When he wrote his confession, 忏悔录
他在那里特别提到他的母亲 Monica.
He specially mentioned his mother, Monica.
下面是我照着书上抄下来的他的一句话
So I wrote down what he wrote in his book.
他说母亲啊
He said, Mother,
我感谢你
I thank you.
因为你给了我双重的生命
Because you have given me two sides of a life.
在身体方面
Physically,
你生我在这个世界
You gave birth to me to this world.
在灵性方面
Spiritually,
你把我生在天国里
You have born, given birth to me in the heaven.
母亲啊
Mother,
你做我母亲两次。
You have been my mother two times.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我每一次想到奥古斯丁的时候
Every time when I think of Augustine,
我就有一种说不出来的负担为着天下做父母亲的基督徒祷告。
I have this tremendous burden to pray for all the parents.
我们也许第一个母亲的角色做得还很好。
Perhaps we are fine, we're okay as a physical mother.
但是让我们真实像奥古斯丁对他的母亲说的。
I really pray for you to be like Augustine said to his mother.
你知道他的母亲 Monica 为他的儿子祷告了31年。
His mother prayed for him for 31 years.
上帝向人类发出第一个问题。
When God asked a human being the very first question,
亚当你在哪里
？Adam, where are you？
问第二个问题
，the second question，
亚那个第二个问题是说，该隐你的兄弟在哪里
？The second question was Cain, where is your brother？
我想他如果再问下去，第三个问题，某某人你的儿女现在在哪里
？If it continued。The question could be, Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, where is your children?
求主让我们每一个做母亲的、做父亲的，能够成我们儿女的属灵的父亲、属灵的母亲。
Let us pray that each one of us as parents can also be our children's spiritual parents.
第三个，我们要看到玛利亚给我们的一些榜样。
The third example.A role model that Mary has presented to us.
把你的儿女无私的奉献上
is to dedicate your children without reservation.
约翰福音十九章二十五节到二十七节
John 19:25 through 27.
那个时候玛利亚站在钉十字架她的儿子钉十字架的十字架面前。
So at that point in time, Mary stood in front of Jesus who was hung on cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请我们想一想。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us think.
当玛利亚站在那里的时候，
As Mary stood there,
我相信她心里面有一个非常强烈的天人交战。
I can sense there was a tremendous struggle in her mind.
因为她想到33年前，
Because she could clearly remember 33 years ago,
34年前，
perhaps 34 years ago,
天使对她说的话，
What angel has taught her,
天使对她说，
angel said,
玛利亚你不要怕，
Do not be afraid, Mary,
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
Because you are blessed in the sight of God.
你要怀孕生子。
You will be conceived and give birth to a son.
给他取名叫耶稣。
He will be called Jesus.
下面他说他要为大。
He will become big.
称为至高者的儿子。
Become the son of the holy.
主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David.
他要做雅各家的王。
He will become, he will reign over the house of Jacob.
直到永远。
Forever.
他的国要没有穷尽。
His kingdom will never end.
请问，玛利亚站在十字架的面前。
As Mary stood in front of the cross.
她看到那个垂死的主耶稣基督。
She was looking at a dying Jesus Christ,
他一定想到在34年前天使对他说的话。
She must remember what the angel told her 34 years ago.
每一次当我们要有一些奉献的时候，
Every time when we offer something,
常常我们里面就有感性和理性之间的一个很强烈的一个交战。
Perhaps sometimes we have a strong struggle between our emotion and our ration.
亚伯拉罕99岁100岁的时候得到一个儿子。
Abraham, when he was 99 or 100 years old, he had a son.
等到那孩子长大了以后，神说你要把你的儿子献为燔祭给我。
When the son was about a teenager, and God told him, you have to dedicate, you have to offer your son as a burnt offering.
你是亚伯拉罕，我是亚伯拉罕，我们一定跟神怎么样说呢？
What would you and I, if we were Abraham, what would you and I say to God?
你要给就给，为什么给的那么不甘心？给了以后又拿回去。
You want to give me a son, you give me a son. Why do you want to take him back?
别人奉献，我们赞美主。
If other people give offerings, we praise the God.
我们自己的儿女奉献，里面一定有许多的很强烈的挣扎。
If we have to give up or offer our children, there must be strong struggles in our mind.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是不容易的事情。
This is hard.
当我准备这个信息的时候，
When I was preparing this message,
我就想到 Raymond Lee 李卓明牧师有一次在这里讲道。
I remember Pastor Raymond Lee, he was preaching here.
他说一个不觉得痛的奉献不是真奉献。
When you make your offerings, if you don't feel hurting, it's not a true offering.
一个不觉得痛的奉献不是真的奉献。
If you don't feel like struggling, it may not be a true offering.
这句话对还是不对？
Is this a true statement, correct statement?
这句话对也不对。
But it's both correct and incorrect.
因为从我们人的经历来讲，这是对的。
From a human standpoint, it is correct.
当我们的宝贝上帝要拿回去的时候，
When the most precious one that we have, that God wants to take it away.
刚才我们不是唱一首诗歌？
Did we just sing a song?
You are my all in all. 你是我的一切。
你是我的一切。You are my all in all.
很好的翻译。所以我们在这里就看见，我们就看见我们，有主是我们的里面的一切。
We see that God is really within us, in us, and has us all.
但是当上帝要把我们这些，要我们奉献给他的时候，
But when God asks something from us,
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件很容易的事情。
This is not an easy thing to do.
因为时间的关系，我没有办法多提。
So I have to stop here.
No, stop here. Not yet. Still have 5 minutes.
Five more minutes.
在二十年前
20 years ago
当我父亲91岁的时候
when my father was 91 years old
知道他的儿子要到跟知道他的儿子和媳妇要到泰国去做宣教士
they know that his son and the daughter-in-law are going to Thailand to become a missionary
我知道对我爸爸来讲很难
I knew it was hard for my father.
90 岁的老人家
90 years old man.
都希望儿女在旁边能够替他送终
They wanted their children to be around them when they leave this world.
我也知道他不一定可以活得很久
I also know that he may not live much longer.
因为医生已经告诉我他顶多再能活半年
My doctor has already told me he had something like 6 months to live.
His doctor, 不是。他就说他你的爸爸还有半年大概就会离开了。
And the doctor told me
细节我不讲。
That my father may only have 6 more months to live.
所以我就跑去跟他讲。
So I told him.
我说我暂时不去泰国。
And I will postpone my departure time.
我说我当然不好意思说等你走了以后我再走不会这样讲。
I was not so blunt.
没有想到我爸爸把我骂了一顿
But then she scolded me
她说妈妈还在的时候
He said when your mother was still alive
因为我妈妈先走
My mother went first
我们常常为你祷告
We often prayed for you
常常听见你说要去做宣教
We often hear you want to become a missionary
到今天还不走
How come you're still here?
妈妈都已经先回天家了
Mom has already gone to heaven
只听到楼梯响，从来没有看见人下来。
I only hear clickings on the stairways, but I never seen you actually go.
然后他说了一句话。
He said one thing.
是 Livingston 讲了一句话，不过他不知道。
He quoted Livingston without knowing.
他说：“上帝只有一个儿子。
”God only has one son.
我也只有一个儿子。
I only have one son.
上帝把他的儿子奉献做宣教士。
God has sent His only Son to become a missionary.
我也愿意把我的儿子奉献给神。
I'm willing to offer my son to be a missionary.
我受不了。
I couldn't take it.
我跑到他的厕所。
I went to his bathroom.
把门关起来。
Closed the door.
跪在那里。
Kneel down.
我把自己再次奉献给主。
I rededicated myself to God.
13个月以后。
13 months later.
我在缅甸的山上。
On the mountain in Thailand.
No, in Myanmar.
Myanmar.
在 Burma. 我在那里就听到我父亲回天家的事情。
I got the news that he was received by the Lord.
我心里很平静。
I feel very peaceful.
那个时候杨一哲牧师也在那里。
Pastor Eric Yen was with me at that time.
我们手拉着手祷告。
We held our hands and prayed together.
手拉着手祷告非常的亲切。
Holding our hands feel very close.
但是很麻烦。
But it's also very troublesome.
因为一哭的话，没有手来擦眼泪。
We run out of hands to wipe our tears.
我没有眼泪。
I didn't have any tears.
但是杨一哲牧师哭得个不像人的样子。
But Eric had a lot of tears.
我心里面平静安稳。
I feel very peaceful.
赶回 Atlanta.
I came back to Atlanta.
我妹妹告诉我。
My sister was telling me
爸爸是怎么样离开的
How my father left this world
他断气的地方
Where he had his last breath
他离开地上的那个地方
The place he left earth
就是在一年多我把厕所门关起来跪在那里把自己奉献给主同样的地方
It's the same place that I rededicated myself
我还有什么话可以讲
What else can I say?
我们看到父母亲把他们的孩子奉献给主。
We see that parents dedicated their children without reservations.
时间差不多了。
Time is up.
最后一点。
The last point.
是玛利亚出现在新约圣经里面最后一次。
The last time Mary appeared in the New Testament.
她成为她儿子的事工。的祷告的同工
He became a prayer partner for her son's ministry.
感谢主，我们可以做一个祷告的父母。
Praise the Lord, we can be a praying parents.
最后，我愿意用一句话来结束。
I just want to close with one last statement.
Sandy 给我非常大的恩典。
Sandy has given me a tremendous grace.
她说可以讲到十点四十分。
She said I can preach till 10:40.
那个钟不准，这个钟才比较准。
That is 10:40. This is 10:37. Oh, 38.
我最后用一句话来结束。
Just one last statement.
这是最近我常常在想的一两句话。
This is something I pondered upon recently.
答案请大家自己去想。
You can think about how you're going to answer this.
这两句话是什么？
What is it?
神给我的，我都要。
I want everything God gives to me.
神所要的，我都给。
I want to also give back to God everything He wants.
我再说一遍。
Let me repeat.
神所给的，我都要。
Yes, I want to take everything God gives to me.
神所要的我都给。
And whatever God wants,
哪一件事情容易?
I want to give to him too. Which one is easier?
两件事情都很难。
They are difficult.
神给的好东西当然我们要。
The good things God gives to me, yes, I want to take it.
有的时候神给我们一些困难做饼，艰难做水。
Yet sometimes God will give us something that is very challenging, very difficult to fulfill.
我们要吗？我们肯顺服接受吗？
Are we going to be willingly to be obedient?
当神要的时候，我给不给？
When God asks of me, am I willing to give it to him?
教会打电话问我，可不可以选一个回应的诗歌？
Your church asked me to select a response hymn.
我说你还要问呢？我注册商标只有一首歌是回应。
I said it's only one that I always choose.
Coming again, 主耶稣基督再来。
Coming again.
最近我想到这首诗歌，就想到 Oswald Smith， 加拿大的一个教会的牧师说的一句话。
I think of one statement said by Pastor Arthur Smith.
Oswald Smith. 他说，我们基督徒都在等候耶稣第二次再来。
We as Christians always waiting for Jesus coming again.
但是今天全世界还有许多的人不知道耶稣已经来过。
And many of people in the world, they don't even know that Jesus has come the first time.
所以当我们在等候耶稣再来的时候，
As we wait for his coming again,
我们不要忘记那些连耶稣来过的人都不知道的那些人的需要。
Let us remember the needs of those who don't even realize that God has already come.
我们一同起立来唱这首歌。